President Bush visited the hurricane-ravaged Gulf Coast states of Alabama and Mississippi, thanking rescue workers and speaking with residents who tearfully told him of their ordeal. Mr. Bush then took a helicopter tour of flood-swamped New Orleans, where tens of thousands of people have been stranded, many without food, water, and medical supplies. People and local officials who live in the area have been critical of what they see as a slow response to one of the nation's worst natural disasters.
You could go in Iraq and come with big helicopters and set stuff up for people, but you can't do this for us. Come on, Bush. We could do better than that.
My mother is 83 years old. She's in dire need of her heart medication. There's no medical services here. She's on the floor. She's dying right now.
As President Bush toured the area, convoys of National Guard troops brought urgently needed supplies to people waiting to be evacuated from New Orleans. Mr. Bush says the response in New Orleans to the disaster has been unacceptable so far, but vowed that more help is on the way.
I want to assure the people of the affected areas and this country that we'll deploy the assets necessary to get the situation under control, to get the help to the people who've been affected, and that we're beginning long-term planning to help those who have been displaced, as well as long-term planning to help rebuild the communities that have been affected.
In Washington, the U.S. Congressional Black Caucus called a news conference to criticize the relief effort. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. says the response to the disaster has been dreadful.
A few short years ago, we saw in the Persian Gulf something that was described by this administration as shock and awe. But here on the shores of the United States of America, in the last 140 or so hours, we have witnessed something shockingly awful. And that is the lack of response, the quick response from our government to those Americans who are suffering, who are dying.
Black leaders appealed to other states to help the victims of Katrina. They praised Texas, which has offered shelter and basic necessities to thousands of people displaced by the storm. Meanwhile, offers of support for the hurricane victims have come from countries around the world. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says U.S. diplomats are working to match such offers with the needs on the ground.
In my discussions with my counterparts, I've been heartened at their offers of both short-term and long-term support. Many private citizens across the globe also want to donate their personal funds to help. As I've talked with my counterparts around the world, I've encouraged them to urge their citizens to donate Katrina relief through the Red Cross.
On Friday, the U.S. Congress gave approval to a $10.5 billion emergency relief package for victims of the hurricane. President Bush called the money a small down payment for disaster relief. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.